Here's the pitch. Bonds hits one into center field. A ton. Jones back. Jones looking up. It is out of here.
With each home run the past two seasons, Barry Bonds has inched ever so closer to a hallowed baseball benchmark. The 755th home run hit by Hank Aaron in 1974. But instead of the wild enthusiasm that has greeted other baseball achievements, Bonds' pursuit of history has been greeted with derision and even indifference by fans and sports journalists. The reason? Allegations that he used now-outlawed performance-enhancing steroids. Bonds' repeated denials and claims of innocence have been met with scorn by disbelieving fans.
Cheating is always wrong. Okay, and it's wrong on your high school tests, it's wrong on your girlfriend, and it's definitely wrong in baseball.
The allegations were detailed in the 2003 book Game of Shadows, which led to a grand jury investigation. Bonds eventually testified he thought his trainer had given him arthritis balm and flaxseed oil. His trainer pleaded guilty to steroid distribution and money laundering charges. Prosecutors are now investigating Bonds for perjury in connection to his testimony. Other famous baseball players have faced allegations of steroid use. As the controversy surrounding Bonds intensified last season, New York Times sports columnist William Roden defended the player's pursuit of the record.
Baseball did not have a policy regarding steroids. They do now. You can't go back and punish somebody for something that did not exist.
But the man who has heard Bonds' footsteps closing in on his record appears to have no love lost for the giant slugger.
I don't have any thoughts about Barry. I don't even know how to spell his name.
Robert Raphael, VOA News.